Track 8, and here are the letters to the editor. There are four printed letters in the paper this week, but two of them are from national charities, one of which is an appeal for money, and the other one is about road pricing in general. Neither of them relates to anything local at all. So the first letter we're going to read is from Councillor Louise Cook, who is chair of the Community and Heritage Committee. She writes, "It was disappointing to read the comment in the paper 2 weeks ago regarding dead flower arrangements in the town. I presume Mr. Discombe is referring to the baskets in Queen Street. The contractor who's responsible for maintaining the flower arrangements was unable to get access to water these baskets, and therefore the plants died. The town councillors are all taxpayers themselves and are always conscious of how public money is spent. The committee worked closely with the contractor to ensure the peat-free compost contained water-preserving gel and the plants were watered every day. Personally, I feel the flower arrangements this year have been beautiful, despite a difficult start in the spring, and I look forward to seeing what we have discussed for next year."
And the next letter is written by Mike Baldwin from Thorverton. "Brexit has hit small businesses. In a recent item about the continuing problems of the Brexit deal, Mary Quick of Quick's Cheeses in Crediton told the BBC's Today programme that she had found it really, really difficult to deal with all the regulatory burdens. She said she used to supply 4 customers directly in the EU, but we had to give them away to somebody else. We just don't have the people to do the paperwork. No doubt this has affected many small businesses in Devon. At the Okehampton show last year, I spoke to the owner of a small distillery who had been forced to stop selling to the EU. Another owner of a company selling specialised toys to France told me he had had to set up a business in France, employing people there rather than in Devon. The Today programme stated that a report by Aston University Business School found that between 2021 and 2023, UK goods exports to the EU were down 27% and imported goods were 32% lower than where they would have been had Brexit not happened."
Of course, our own MP, Mel Stride, believed Brexit would be bad for the British economy. Prior to the referendum, he said, "Brexit will hold the UK around the waterline and threaten much we hold dear. If we left," he predicted, "uncertainty and disruption will wreak horrific damage to jobs, living standards and our public services." He was correct. Due to loss of government revenue, we have had to suffer strikes by teachers, the fire service, railway workers, doctors and nurses. With the enormous waiting list, our NHS is broken. The Office for Budget Responsibility has always maintained that Brexit would cause a long-term loss of 4% of the UK's GDP. The present government state that the Tories left them with a £22 billion black hole. An analysis by the Independent Centre for European Reform found that by the end of 2021, the UK GDP was already 5.2% smaller than it would have been had we not left the EU. In fiscal terms, this equates to an annual £55 billion black hole in government revenue. So, believing what he did prior to the referendum, did our Member of Parliament object to Johnson's disastrous hard deal Brexit? Did he support country over party? Did he support local businesses? Well, no. Supporting the party rather than your constituents is, it seems, the difference between chalk and cheese.